21CL Radio. Welcome to Reflection Friday. Where your hosts, Michael Bowl, Jamie Willett, and Chris Carter reflect on educational technology issues of the day. So sit back, relax, and know that you don't have to think anymore, because we'll be doing that for you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jamie Willett, and I'm joined by Michael Bowl, and we are doing a Friday learning, and today we're talking about what are the key ed tech skills new teachers need to know. So, Mike, you go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there when we came up with this idea, so I took it as brand new teachers coming in to teaching the profession. So I don't know what you took it as, but that's what I did. That's right. That's right. It's because they weren't around. They didn't learn it. So it's fine. So I like this one because you and I actually had differing opinions for once. So yeah, it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So why don't you start with kind of what you talked about? Mm-hmm. Sammer. So I was curious why you picked Sammer over TPAC, because I mean that's kind of the other model people point to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the application of TPAC is much more overhead. Like you need kind of your admin, your school to adopt this, and then you really build it in and talk about it whenever you talk about curriculum design. Whereas SAMR is something that I think you can take and run with regardless if it's your school, you know? So I think new teachers really should, I think SAMR is a better thing for people to be focusing on because it fits. I mean, if you're doing TPAC, you can also do SAMR, right? Whereas if, you know, if your school is not doing TPAC, it's really hard to like implement it in your classroom. That's right. I like when things are kind of mushy and you can see them as a web and this builds into this thing and that. And so TPAC definitely fits my brain style a little better. It's not perfectly linear and it's a little bit more this goes to that and this leads to that. Whereas SAMR feels very like I like it when Ruben Pintadora talks about it and says, well, you can, you know, go up and down the staircase and that makes me feel better about the world. Whereas when they're like, no, you need to be climbing. I was like, but I'm not, I don't know if I can do this. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah, that would be really cool. Maybe he can come to 21st century learning. Oh. Cool. Oh, and a little plug. Yeah, but I wanted to put a little plug for the early bird registration is almost up if you're planning on coming to Hong Kong for the 21st century learning conference. So I think October 1st is the final. You cannot sign up now, or you can, but you lose your early bird cheap sign up. So if you haven't, you should. I don't know for sure. I am putting in a request tomorrow, so we'll see. Yeah. So we'll see if it gets a yes or a no. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. So we're talking about skills, though. Sorry, I took us off track. Sounds good. Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of those skills. Yeah. Well, no, this one wasn't the two skill ones. This was, you could pick as many as you wanted. Yeah. We didn't limit you on this one. So I actually kind of took this a different way. You definitely kind of said, focus on the instruction and then bring the tools into that, which is normally my mantra with it. But this time I really felt like, because I definitely took it as brand new teachers coming in. And I really think that in my experience with working with teachers in tech, I found that a lot of us don't have just a basic background in basically just understanding the pieces of technology that we have available to us, how they work, how they interact. I mean, I remember trying to explain Google Drive to a group of teachers, and I was showing them how to use it. And I was like, basically, you can think of this as the hard drive on your computer. And they all looked at me really confused. And I stopped and I went, now, does everybody know what a hard drive is? And then I saw a bunch of people kind of tentatively shaking their heads going, nope, I don't know what a hard drive is. So I was like, okay, so let's talk about what a hard drive is. And I started explaining and I realized, you know, we make these quick assumptions that everyone has with teachers, that they have these basic building blocks of technology so that when a new piece of technology is thrown at them, that they actually have some hooks to hang that idea on in their brain of, oh, okay, Google Drive is kind of like my hard drive. But if you don't know what your hard drive is and you understand only that you have a desktop and you stick files there, but not where those files are actually stored and or what it means to back up your computer, because then if you're trying to explain to someone what a cloud backup is, but they don't even understand what an actual backup is, then you've lost all these steps. And so to me, we scaffold our kids and understand that our students are digitally naive, but we don't understand that our teachers, the people that we're trying to throw these new tools at, maybe are that way too, but we're trying to go so fast with our PD and here, quick, learn this new tool, that maybe we don't take enough time to step back and say, okay, ask your questions about this iPad. Nothing stupid. What do you need to know? Like, well, basically, like, I think that new teachers coming into classrooms should have to take kind of a history of technology, basics of technology course. And I know that sounds funny, but I actually think it might be helpful. I wish I had had that class. I definitely got that class later. But I remember sitting down with my husband, Rob, and asking him a whole bunch of stupid questions because I was just like, I don't know what this does. I don't know what this does. Why does this work this way? What does this word mean? Exactly. Yeah. And where? That's my theory. So I don't know for sure, but that's what I think new teachers should know coming in. In terms of just actual skills, I couldn't think of any because I felt like every skill that I wanted to throw in there, like, hey, you should know how to use Twitter. You should know how to use Google Drive. I figure in a year, it's not going to matter because there's going to be a whole bunch of other ones. And so to me, what they need to have is a basic understanding of what an app is, what a application on your computer is and how it differs from an iPad application, that kind of a thing. Yeah, I think so. Yes, exactly. You should be able to communicate and collaborate. And I guess what I'm saying is then you should have your learning network, your professional learning network. You should have those people who you can email and ask that stupid question of, hey, my school just set up an LMS. What's an LMS? It was good though. Michigan Southerner. You've offended a certain group of my listeners now. All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps up what we think new teachers should learn before they come in. So if you have other ideas, other skills that you disagree with us on, feel free to post it in the comment section and let us know if you agree as well. And you can do that by going to where, Michael? All right, and that's a wrap.